This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin. With me, Tan Chung Han and Melissa Idris. Former Prime Minister Najib Razak was arrested yesterday and is expected to be presented at the KL High Court this morning. This comes almost 2 months after the May 9th polls in which Najib's Barisan National Coalition lost federal power. On the line is Fawkil Lee Kirk. He is a chief strategist at Philip Research. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Can I begin with the arrest yesterday in the afternoon? Did you see any market movement as a consequence of the arrest? And do you see implications for the markets moving forward?
No, I don't think so, because market has more or less factored in the incident on the 1MDB. And although market may not fully speculate when he will be charged, but essentially, I think it is going to be quite a non-event to the market on this case alone.
But, it may be a non-event, or perhaps markets have priced it in, but surely there must be an impact on perhaps political sentiment or investor confidence. Do you see any impact domestically?
No, I don't think so, because this whole issue, to a certain extent, I mean, to be fair, we don't know whether he will be charged guilty or not, but to a certain extent, since the election, everybody has already anticipated that there will be some action taken. So, technically, and I don't think the opposition party is going to create some uncertainty on this incident alone. So I don't think there will be any uncertainty, especially for local investor. Whereas for the foreign investor, at this moment, actually the main issue is more towards the Trump trade issue, which actually affecting not only Malaysia market, but to the whole ASEAN market as a whole. So essentially, I don't think, even if today there are some weakness in the market, it's more towards the trade issue rather than this 1MDB or SRC case alone.
Yeah, certainly plenty of global factors at play here, Pua. But coming back to the domestic front, you know, you used the word uncertainty earlier. What about developments? You know, say we have seen now a new Bank Negara governor in place. We have seen leadership changes at GLCs and GLICs. How do you think investors are interpreting those moves by the current federal government?
I mean, essentially, in the changes, investors are relatively positive on that. But on the other hand, I think the key issue is, especially for the foreign investor, once the trade issue settles down, the more important on Malaysia alone is that how will government or what are the plans that government has to reduce the the government fiscal deficit. So with the new government, with the new finance minister, I think all eyes are on his 2019 budget.
So, you know, given the what has been communicated from the federal government thus far, at least in terms of policy, are you getting a sense of confidence to, you know, whereby Malaysia is in a good place to withstand those global threats you mentioned, the global trade war, you know, the Fed, you know, how does it impact our monetary policy stance? Do you think we are well positioned to mitigate the risks from the external front?
I think at this moment, our financial situation are able to withstand this global uncertainty, because knowing the fact that our foreign reserves are relatively high and we can handle about 6 to 7 months of import. On the other hand, our short-term debt coverage ratio is about 2 times. So it is much better than during the 1997 Asian crisis. So this, I don't think there's an issue. It's more on going forward, does the new government have some better solution to overcome our already almost 20 years of fiscal deficit while still able to maintain development to the country.
Paul, I want to ask you, considering the rout in the emerging markets and also the strength of the US dollar, does it make Malaysian stocks attractive to foreign investors? Are they in some ways underpriced? Do you see people moving in to purchase local equities?
In fact, if you're talking about valuation, all the ASEAN countries' valuation has relatively come down. So it's not only we are cheap, but others are also relatively cheap. So essentially, I don't think from the foreign investor perspective, Malaysia really stands out in a sense that we are much cheaper than, let's say, Thailand or Indonesia or what have you. So I think it's more important is that, yes, we have a stronger fundamentals, especially our current account is relatively stronger than countries like Indonesia. So once the dust settles down on the the trade issue and more or less settles down on the federal interest rate policy for the rest of the year, I think investors will relook into Malaysia market. But I still believe that they will still want to see how we are going to manage our fiscal position, especially towards 2019.
Right. So Pua, as a chief strategist at Philip Research, what are you telling investors? What short-term strategy are you telling investors to adopt? You mentioned wait till the dust settles. Is that what you're telling investors?
Well, I would say that nobody knows where is the bottom. All I can say is that for any stocks that the investors think, if they believe that that is a quality stock that are relatively at a low, they can accumulate it slowly. No hurry.
Thank you very much, Paul. That was Paul Lee Kirk, Chief Strategist at Philip Research. We'll be back with more business news and analysis. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.